This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Constitutional Council to discuss recommendation for Chief Justice appointment today. Government directs individuals and agencies to vacate usufruct land and structures. Business enterprises urged to participate in National Economic Survey. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Iran war could end soon as talks continue. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Constitutional Council is being held today to move forward the process of appointing the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The Council Secretariat has called the meeting on the directive of Prime Minister and Council Chairperson Balendra Saha. According to the Secretariat, the meeting is scheduled for 5 p.m. today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbar. The main agenda is the recommendation for the appointment of the Chief Justice. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation has directed concerned individuals, organizations and agencies to immediately vacate land held on usufruct rights along with any structures built on it. The Ministry said those previously granted usufruct rights were given a six-month period to convert the land into lease agreements. The Ministry stated that the usufruct rights of those who failed to apply within the given deadline have automatically expired. It has also instructed concerned parties to deposit any remaining dues into the government treasury and vacate the land and structures without delay. The National Statistics Office has urged all business enterprises across the country to participate in the ongoing second National Economic Survey. The survey began on the 15th of April and will continue until the 16th of July. The National Statistics Office Director Dr. Ved Prasad Dakal said both formal and informal businesses, including trading firms, are requested to take part. He added that over 7,400 firms have placed to submit details online, while more than 1,600 have already completed submissions. According to the National Statistics Office, data is being collected from agriculture, industry, trade, banking, cooperatives and other sectors. So far, 32% of the estimated data has been collected as of the 5th of May. The survey aims to provide a clear picture of the national economy and support policy making, planning, investment promotion and job creation. National Journalism Day is being observed across the country today with various programs. The day marks the anniversary of the first publication of Gorkha Patra, Nepal's oldest state-owned newspaper, which began its weekly publication on the 24th of Baisakh 1958 Bikram Samvat or 1901 AD. The government of Nepal officially recognized National Journalism Day in 2016. Since then, it has been observed every year on the 24th of Baisakh, highlighting the need for the development of journalism, its social accountability and professional security. On the occasion, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology is presenting the National Journalism Prize and Senior Journalism Award at a special ceremony being held at the office of the President today. Similarly, President Ramchandra Podil, Vice President Ram Saiah Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Balendra Saha, House of Representatives Speaker Dol Prasad Ariel, National Assembly Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal and Communication and Information Technology Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsena have extended best wishes to the media fraternity. Meanwhile, speaking at a program marking the 126th anniversary of Gorkha Patra, Communication Minister Dr. Timilsena had said a reform and restructuring of public institutions is necessary in the current context. The Communication Minister said the government is carrying out internal preparations to make public corporations more timely and effective. He urged employees to work with greater responsibility and accountability, keeping the interest of the organization at the center. South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC Secretary General Mohammad Ghulam Sarwar has paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Sachir Khanal at his office in Simadarbar today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, they discussed strengthening regional cooperation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the ongoing conflict involving Iran could be over quickly, adding that most people understand his objective of ending Tehran's nuclear ambition. According to the BBC, Trump's remarks come after Iran stated that a U.S. proposal to end the war is still under consideration. U.S. media outlet Axios reported that the United States is close to a 14-point memorandum of understanding with Iran, which could serve as a framework for further nuclear negotiations. The reported draft includes provisions such as suspending Iran's uranium enrichment, lifting sanctions, and ensuring free transit through the Strait of Hormuz. However, the proposal has not been officially confirmed by either side. A senior Iranian parliament member described it as a wish list, while Iran's foreign minister said its views would be conveyed through Pakistani mediators. Pakistan's foreign minister said efforts are underway to turn the ceasefire into a permanent end to the conflict. Speaking at a virtual campaign event, Trump expressed optimism that the war would end soon. North Korea's envoy to the United Nations had said that Pyongyang will not be bound by any treaty on atomic weapons and that no external pressure will change its status as a nuclear-armed state. According to state media, Ambassador Kim Jong made this statement at a UN conference reviewing the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, where the United States and other countries criticized North Korea's nuclear program. North Korea withdrew from the treaty in 2003 and has since carried out 6 nuclear tests, leading to multiple rounds of UN Security Council sanctions. The country is believed to possess dozens of nuclear warheads. It has consistently maintained that it will not abandon its nuclear arsenal, calling its nuclear path irreversible and pledging to further strengthen its capabilities. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions and partly cloudy weather over the Tarai region. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces, as well as the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the remaining Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitutional Council to discuss recommendation for Chief Justice appointment today. Government directs individuals and agencies to vacate usufruct land and structures. Business enterprises urged to participate in National Economic Survey. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Iran war could end soon as talks continue. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.